passed away at 78 years of age. Her beloved husband, Bobby, always by her side to the last moments, a devoted and dear and caring husband. She was born to David Alhadif, known as Dixie Alhadif, and although I don't remember him, I certainly remember his wife, Sally Alhadif, Barbara's mother, blessed memory. Siblings Joey and Michael and Gina and their family, all loving and adoring members of her family. She adored, doted on, and would do anything and everything for her nieces and her nephews. She called them her own. She treated them, and they were her own. And we find this in our community, where aunts and uncles are like parents to their nieces and their nephews. How does this happen? How does this kind of love and affection transfer over to nieces and nephews? I'll tell you how it happens. Because her nieces and nephews are extensions of her siblings, Michael and Joey. And she loved her brothers. So their natural extension would obviously be part of them and part of her. But how does the love for siblings get so elevated as it was with Barbara, Michael, and Joey? Well, that emanates from the parents. Barbara was an expert at honoring her parents. And when you honor your parents, you can't help but honor those who are dear to your parents. You don't find good children who look after their parents, yet don't have such a good feeling about their siblings. They almost all the time, although there are exceptions, they go hand in hand. And indeed, in the Alhadif family and the Hassan family, that's the path it took. Her family was always first in her life. She and Bobby traveled to Mexico and I'm sure many other places, and they lived together, happiness and bliss, for almost 50 years. They've been married 49 years. They were the love of each other's lives. Barbara was also a very respectable citizen, not only in the general community, but in the Jewish community, where we all know her so well. She worked for the city of Mercer Island as an administrator. She also worked for Congregation Herzl Ner Tamid and for the Jewish Community Center. But I think one of her joys in life was when she worked, or better stated, when she volunteered at the Seattle Hebrew Academy, where she was able to be close, and perhaps she took that position so she could be close to her great nephew, Daniel, and Leora's son, Sefi. And apparently, from what I hear, she was quite the hit at the Seattle Hebrew Academy. Everybody also referred to her as Enti Baba. She had a sincere smile, and when she spoke to you, she was engaging and warm. She was always glad to see you. She was organized, kept an immaculate home, and carried herself with dignity and honor, very much like she reminded me of her mother, Sally, a blessed memory. King Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, "Oz in describing in a salute to the daughters of Israel." He wrote in one of the verses there, "Oz vehadar levusha batischak liyom acharon," which means strength and dignity were her clothing, and she looked forward to the future with much joy. This was Barbara, not referring to her physical clothing, although she was always very dignified and honored in that regard as well, but the aura of her. She carried herself with such dignity and such integrity that strength and dignity were enough for her to be what she wore when she was presented to other people. But Yitzchak Liyom Acharon, she looked forward to life and the future with great joy and anticipation and in happiness. She was very protective of her family, and she was a kind and compassionate individual. You know, it's very difficult for people to express themselves, even when they have something nice to say. They're shy, they don't know how the words will fall on the ears of the recipient. Barbara was not that way. She spoke her heart, especially when it was words of praise to somebody else. And you could tell she meant it. She was genuine. How can you tell she meant it? Because you can't describe how you can tell that she meant it. Because it was a feeling you had when she spoke to you, that she was speaking echad b'lev ve'echad b'peh. Her mouth and her heart were in concert with the other. She was a truly genuine individual. And she was very fortunate to be surrounded by people during her lifetime who she loved and who loved her, as we can tell by many of us who are here today who have come to pay this lasting tribute to this wonderful woman. You know, we all don't understand. There are 613 precepts in the five books of Moses. 365 of them are don't, do's. 248 of them are positive, get up and do. And some of them are very difficult to understand at face value. For example, certain foods that we are permitted to eat and certain foods that we must steer away from. Hard to understand. Is it bad? Is it good? But there are some precepts, there are some commandments that are, I consider, life-altering, life-changing. And you may not see them at face value, but if you practice them and you engage in them, they will eventually change your life. In fact, all of the commandments, for that matter, are really intended to enhance our lives. And I would like to highlight two of them, both of which Barbara was an expert at. Number one, she, as I mentioned before, she honored and revered her parents. And that carries over and it spills over into every other area of your life. If you spend your life caring, looking after, and respecting your parents, the benefits to your parents are beyond description, but the benefits to you will see over the years, and the benefits to society will be very self-evident. The other one that is life-changing is doing acts of kindness, loving kindness to others. We all know how she loved her family, her nieces and nephews, and great-nephews and great-nieces, but it didn't stop there. Who couldn't interact with her without noting just a kind word, a kind gesture that she was always there for? And in these days and times where respect for other people sometimes is waning, this is a trait I'm sure she picked up without being told by her parents, just living amongst her family and the community, and it came out in the actions of her life. She looked after her mother as well in her later years, and was always, when she was needed, of course, but even when she wasn't needed in the younger years, she was a sterling daughter to her family, to her mom, and to her mother. She had great faith in God. She loved her community as she loved her heritage. Bobby, just a few words if I can direct these to you. You're a kind and humble man, and we've spoken over these last few days. It takes a remarkable, loving, and devoted husband, as you have been. And I know you wouldn't have had it any other way. And this term gets used, but I can't think of another term. One who's a guardian angel, like you who were to your beloved Barbara. You provided her with the best care and comfort available. You brought her happiness when it was most needed, even in all of the years, but especially over these past several years. You were by her side every every step of the way. And you gave quality to her life, you enhanced the beauty of her life, and you probably enhanced those years where it was difficult of those of her life. And you are a remarkable husband and human being. May God bless you with the happiness and the good memories that you both share, those cherished memories of your life together. May they be with you for many years to come, and may her memory be only a blessing, and recall the wonderful times that you had with her, and while enjoying yet your family for many years to come. Amen. And for all of us, we have the pleasure and the good fortune of knowing Barbara. And for all of us who, I guess I'll cover myself in that because I considered her just a wonderful person that were dear to her. As King David writes in the Book of Psalms, popular Israeli songs were made from this word, these words, Hine matov umanaim, how beautiful, how wonderful, and pleasant it has been to have known Barbara. She carried herself with dignity, humility, gratitude, graciousness, and radiated an aura of love and kindness to all those who were dear to her. We are the better for having known her. She will be missed by her loving family and friends and by all of us. May her soul rest in peace in Gan Eden. Amen. At this time, I would like to call upon two of the nephews.